Chapter 13. Partner with complementary specialists to grow your prospect list fast. Who was it that said, "Man is not meant to be alone"? Oh yeah, God said that. Business success relies on great partnerships. That's true even on the internet. One of the most powerful strategies for quickly growing your own email list or list of prospects is to find creative ways to partner with someone who already has a large list that contains good potential prospects for your business, and then form a partnership with them. These types of cooperative partnerships are often called joint ventures or JVs, although I sometimes hesitate to use that term because many JVs merely abuse a large email list. We're aiming for something very different here, though. Serving delighted customers in a partnership with someone else where everyone is better off in the end. That's the ideal arrangement. In the 1990s and earlier, entering into business partnerships implied a much stronger and legally binding arrangement that was full of risks and involved a great deal more planning, lawyers, paperwork, financial considerations, etc. None of that's necessary today. When I talk about partnerships here, I'm referring to a far less risky and far more easily formed arrangement. Nothing need be signed, reputations are your handshake, and business moves forward rapidly. I've had partners with whom I've shared hundreds of thousands of dollars of project funding with, and I've never even spoken to them on phone or Skype. The entire deal was done by email. Some of these partnerships are entered into with only a few minutes of research and negotiation involved, and the partnership activity lasts maybe only a few days in some cases. In other cases, longer-term partnerships are formed. But in all cases, there is a casual and speedy process of compatibility evaluation and then agreement to some simple terms. Of course, you don't want to partner with just anyone. No matter how badly you want to expand your online business, there is an art to picking good partners. High risk versus successful partnerships. Your best partnerships will not likely be with the types of people you think of as good potential partner material instinctively, unless you've heard this lesson before. Essentially, it's a lot more important that you and your partner be people who specialize in different areas of competence than it is to choose people that you like to be friends with. Focusing too much on partnering with someone that you, quote, like and trust, while expecting that they will also share all your business with you and indefinitely make all decisions together and share 50-50 of everything that happens, well, that is an approach that is almost certainly destined to fail. You can ask any experienced business professional. They'll tell you that it's rarely a risk that's even worth taking to enter into a 50-50 business partnership. You can ask any accountant who's been in business more than 15 years or so. They'll tell you the same thing. Failure is the norm in these type of, quote, let's share everything with someone we like, business partnerships. The high-risk partnership model that almost always fails eventually looks like this. First, you have a business idea. Next, you approach a trusted friend or family member and ask them to partner with you to build the idea. Third, you struggle through the process together, learning a bunch of new skills as you go, and this part can be fun. And then four, far more often than not, the project fails, and worse yet, you strain or lose your friendship. Even if you succeed, disputes over the direction and the work duties arise, and that can strain the partnership as well. Clearly, it's a mistake to seek out partners only based on your circle of people that you like, trust, and know well. I think that's what financial guru Dave Ramsey, the most popular financial advisor on radio in the US, this is what he meant when he said, the one kind of ship that won't sail is a partnership. However, there is a very different kind of partnership that will sail just fine. When partnerships are based on joining two or more ethical driven parties who have a strong established specialty with clearly defined roles, well, the odds of success climb dramatically, and the risks of disaster become virtually non-existent. I have dozens of such partnerships running smoothly at any given time, producing income for both my partner and me as we serve our common customers together. Once you embrace this truth, the only logical path forward is partnerships with specialists. In contrast to the model above, here's the partnership model that I suggest you use that has very predictable success. Step one, you develop a specialty and get very good at a useful service or skill that is in high demand. Thanks to internet-based opportunities, this has never been easier. Step two, you partner with other ethical, established specialists who have the skills that you lack, or skills that complement the ones you have. They do what they do best, and you do what you do best. Together, you serve an ever-growing customer base based on your specialties. You automate and outsource wherever possible and repeat the process. Sweet success is the norm with this scenario. I've followed the successful model literally dozens of times to launch projects, websites, events, books, consulting gigs. In many cases, the project partner was someone that I knew only by their reputation online, and we used only email to correspond and form our partnership. Consider, for example, my partner, Andrew, whom I share a 50-50 payout arrangement on a 12,000-member-strong membership site called offlinebiz.com. For the first 8 years, we ran the site together. We never even met or spoke on Skype. We live on opposite sides of the planet, so we used email exclusively. We managed hundreds of thousands of dollars in membership fees and other income annually from our partnership efforts, yet the entire arrangement for our partnership happened in a series of short emails exchanged over the course of a couple days a few years ago. Now, how is such an arrangement possible? When I approached Andrew initially, he and I both quickly researched each other's reputations and accomplishments. It became quickly obvious that the combined skill set and assets that we brought to the table would produce a great deal of synergy and success. In other words, we knew we'd be successful before we even started. It was just a matter of putting the pieces into place. If you too seek out specialists who are doing great things and getting results, you'll have no problem coming to like and respect them. Those of us who focus our efforts on high levels of achievement get along quite nicely with others who take life, business, and achievement as seriously as we do. So instead of seeking a way to build a business with someone who's already your friend, I strongly suggest you flip the script. Instead, try to find successful projects and establish them with someone who is a specialist in an area where you are weak. Do this, and you'll find yourself establishing many great long-term relationships with achievers. If things go well on lower-risk projects, the doors will open for more success over time, and your friendship will inevitably grow as you grow together and compensate for each other's weaknesses. Another benefit of seeking specialists rather than buddies for partners is the fact that a specialist will always need partners because while they're very good at one thing that they do best, they probably lack top-level skills in other important areas. In other words, you need each other, which is a much better partnership proposition than just liking each other. How to seek out achievers and begin to build a relationship with them. Most high achievers aren't hard to find, thanks to the internet. They're the ones who have people listening to them when they talk. They have customers buying from them when they sell. Their name comes up a lot when you research a topic. These are the high-achieving specialists, and once you know their reputation is solid, which is fairly easy to research, you have a potentially great partner you can approach. You'll need a win-win proposal, of course. Achievers are in constant opportunity-seeking mode, which means you need to have something to offer them. If you're starting out without any email list of your own, you will have to be creative, for example, in how you approach potential partners who have a good list that you'd like to key into. You'll have to find a way to make the list owner, who I call the gatekeeper, look really good, or earn a nice income from your brief partnership in order for them to be interested in allowing you to access their list. I mentioned that content is a great option for having something to offer a partner, and this combines easily with making him or her look good. For example, you might create a high-quality special report and allow the list owner or the owner of the audience to put their name on the cover as the co-author. Interview them and request that they share it with their list. That's also a great idea. Next, the list owner would pass the report out or send the interview out to their email list. This makes them look good because they're providing valuable content, and you'll grow your email list because you'll have a small call to action found inside the report. Remember, the best call to action is something like an offer for more content or a free update to the special report. Achievers are inherently busy. You'll need to be intentional about getting their attention. Only approach them if you have a true win-win proposition. Then there are a lot of ways you can approach potential partners once you have that mindset, including, first, make useful comments on their blog or in their Facebook group or on the site where you find things written about them. Next, send them links to useful content that may be of interest to them or to their audience. Set up some Google alerts if you have to. Next, follow them on social media. Make very supportive comments and relevant comments whenever you see them or others talking about them in social media. Finally, get a physical mailing address and send a creative card or gift expressing your appreciation and admiration for what they've done. You shouldn't approach this phase with an agenda when you reach out. Just begin the process of showing them that you are a fan of the way they do things. This will open doors. It's a huge tip in the internet age to write handwritten notes. So few people do it. Once you're good at finding specialists and approaching them, you'll be ready to create a win-win-win scenario. You read that right. We're talking about a three-way win, where you win, your partner wins, and the audience wins.